there's danger everywhere. But danger had never looked quite like this before.
Can you keep a secret?
Based on shocking true events.
This girl, Rena Virk, she's been missing for 3 days.
Emmy Award nominee Riley Keough.
Young girls were the ones we were supposed to protect.
Academy Award nominee Lily Gladstone.
Can't be.
Not be protected from.
A Hulu original series, Under the Bridge. Now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Lawrence Anderson stabs Andrea Blankenship dead in her home, then cuts out her heart. Anderson cooks the heart with potatoes and tries to serve it to his aunt and uncle for dinner. When they refuse to eat it, he kills his uncle, Leon Pye, and his 4-year-old granddaughter, Kaos Yates. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, Anderson was released from prison just 3 weeks prior to the attack as part of a mass commutation effort in Oklahoma. District Attorney Jason Hicks commented that the OSBI has amassed evidence in the case that kept him up at night for weeks. Prosecutors did not pursue the death penalty for Anderson, as they felt a trial would continue to harm the family.
Lawrence Anderson, 44, pleads guilty 3 counts of murder, 1 count assault and battery, 1 count maiming. He will spend the rest of his life serving 5 consecutive life sentences. Jennifer Long's father says good morning and wishes her a happy 41st. And in response, Long stabs him with a kitchen knife. Dad calls 911 to report the attack and is concerned for Long's 8-year-old son. When cops arrive, they find the little boy stabbed dead upstairs.
As she was cuffed, Long told police officers that she had taken meth days prior and had not slept. Long advised them that her son was dead, and when police found him, the child still had the knife in his chest. Neighbors and teachers remember the third grader as a sweet boy who will be greatly missed.
Long now charged with capital murder and attempted murder. More crime and justice news after this.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A former student shot through the doors of a Christian elementary school Monday, killing 3 children and 3 adults after elaborately planning the massacre by drawing out a detailed map and conducting surveillance of the building. For more now, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The massacre at the Covenant School in Nashville was the latest in a series of mass shootings in a country that has grown increasingly unnerved by bloodshed in schools. The victims included 3 9-year-old children, the school's top administrator, a substitute teacher, and a custodian. Police say the shooter's name is Audrey Elizabeth Hale and is transgender. The suspect gained entry by firing into glass doors on the building, shattering them. The shooter was armed with 2 assault-style weapons as well as a handgun. At least 2 of them were believed to have been obtained legally in the Nashville area. This, according to investigators.
Police say a search of the shooter's home turned up a sawed-off shotgun, a second shotgun, and other unspecified evidence. Prosecutors say they will pursue the death penalty if a Tennessee man is convicted of first-degree murder in a day-long shooting rampage that paralyzed Memphis and left three people dead and three others wounded. The announcement by Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy came during a press conference in the case of Ezekiel Kelly, who has been charged in a series of shootings in September 2022 that led to a citywide shelter-in-place order and a frantic manhunt. 20-year-old Kelly was charged with murder in the deaths of Dwayne Tunstall, Richard Clark, and Allison Parker. He has pleaded not guilty. Mulroy listed factors for his decision to file a notice to seek the death penalty, including that it was a random mass shooting and that Kelly had a prior conviction for aggravated assault. A Wisconsin man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for the 1986 killing of a young woman whose body was found in a swamp at a Green Bay nature area. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
67-year-old Lou A. Griffin pleaded no contest January 27th in Brown County Circuit Court to a charge of homicide by reckless conduct, and a judge found him guilty. Griffin originally was charged in October 2020 with first-degree intentional homicide in Lisa Holstead's killing. Her body was found in August 1986. Holstead's slaying had been Brown County's oldest unsolved murder case. Investigators said that at the time of her killing, Griffin lived within a few miles of where her body was found. Griffin was identified as a suspect in Holstead's slaying after Green Bay police sent DNA evidence found on her body to a company that performs forensic genetic genealogy testing. That testing provided information on the suspect's heritage and possible relatives. Griffin was eventually placed under police surveillance, and DNA that was collected from cigarettes and beer cans that he had discarded matched the DNA collected in the murder case.
Griffin told investigators he might have had sex with Holstead, but denied killing her. People who were sexually abused as children in Washington state may soon be able to bring lawsuits against the state, schools, or other institutions for failing to stop the abuse, no matter when it happened. House Bill 1618 would remove time limits that have stymied lawsuits by some people who frequently do not fully confront childhood trauma until years later. The bill has passed the House on an 82-14 vote and cleared a Senate committee last week. Washington's current statute of limitations requires victims of child sexual abuse to file lawsuits within 3 years of when the abuse occurred, or 3 years from when they discovered harms it caused, such as depression, addiction, or suicidality.
Two men steal a 3-foot-long foam carrot from an Easter display at a Pennsylvania mall. Security guards try to stop them, but when one officer tries to open the door of their truck, the officers drag nearly a quarter mile at 35 mph. Cops track the thieves' license plate to their home, where they turn over the stolen carrot and are charged with theft, criminal mischief. I mean, who are they going to blame it on? The Easter Bunny? For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.